This goes to Jonathan, or J-O-N Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, P-A-C, fax 833-973-4701, regarding Dean Glutch, G-L-U-C-H, date of birth 10/9/1977. Dear John, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Glutch with membranous nephropathy and history of proteinuria. His last visit was August 25th, 2025. He is feeling well. He's had no recent proteinuria, no symptoms of return of the membranous nephropathy, which last was treated with Rituxan, and it had excellent response. When the urine was checked in August of 2025, there was no residual protein, and still there are no residual protein excretion in the urine. He's feeling well. He works full-time, and no current complaints. Review of systems is negative. Medications, he's on Prozac 20 milligram twice a day, and clonazepam is 1 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 224 pounds, pulse 75, blood pressure is 128 over 74. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, no edema, no mucosal abnormalities, no skin or joint problems. Labs, the most recent lab studies were done 2/20/2026. Creatinine 0.81. Calcium is 9.7. Sodium 139. Potassium 4.0. Carbon dioxide 26. Albumin 4.5. Phosphorus 3.4. The antiphospholipase A2 receptor antibodies negative at 0 or less than 14. And, the 24-hour urine for protein was done 2/22/26, and that was less than 5. Assessment and plan, 1, membranous nephropathy, currently stable, and 2, history of proteinuria, currently negative for protein excretion. The patient will continue to have labs as well as urine testing for protein every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.